This is the Blind Geek Zone podcast, iHeart Radio demonstration, November 15th, 2011. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and we're back for the first podcast since receiving a microphone donated to me by Sam Troia. He listened to my last podcast and asked me if I wanted a microphone that he had sitting around, and I talked about it a little bit, what it was, and he ended up sending it to me, and I appreciate that very much. This is what we're talking on right now, and other than a little bit of hum in the mic, it works quite well, quite sensitive. And I'm still getting used to using the mixer here to do all of this. We have the iPhone hooked into the mixer as well. And I'll let you hear that.
IM Plus Pro, iHeartRadio.
And there's iHeartRadio, which is what we will be demonstrating today. A lot of people said that they don't know how to use this program very well and think that it's not accessible. And hopefully, after this demonstration today, people will see that it is actually quite usable. Could be done a little better, I guess, but at least as far as I'm concerned, it is an accessible program. And let's go ahead and go into it.
iHeartRadio, my stations.
Okay. We're in the application now.
Now playing BTN button. Search. Search field.
And I'll just take you through this screen.
Live stations. Heading. Eagles Radio. Their music. Stories and favorite bands.
These are stations that I've played recently. This is the last station that I played.
My 80s. Hits from the 80s.
And there's another I played before that.
Nav home and active button.
Okay, we're down at the bottom. And we have some buttons here. You notice all of these buttons say inactive. And I guess that just means they're not pressed, or that's how they're labeled, or whatever. But home will take you to this screen.
Now find an active button.
Find will take you to a screen that will allow you to find your stations.
Nav create an active button.
Create allows you to create your own playlist or radio station, kind of, I guess, like Pandora and other apps.
Selected. Nav station inactive button.
And station is where your favorites are at, where their favorites are stored at. And iHeart does this kind of in a strange way, and I don't really like it, but you have to have a Facebook account in order to save your favorites. And then when you sign into Facebook, it promptly tells you that it wants all of your information that you've made public, you know, your friends, this, that, and whatever. And you'll have to make that decision, I guess, for yourself as to whether you want to do that. If you don't, then you can't save stations. All right, let's try a few things here.
Nav home inactive button. Settings button inactive button.
Okay. And actually what we were on there was my saved stations screen. We are now back to the home screen. And the first thing here is the setup button, which I haven't been into. I haven't had to do that yet.
Now playing BTN button.
And there's now playing, like you see on a lot of the other players.
Selected. Nav home inactive button.
And then again, there's our home.
Nav find inactive
button. Find. That finds our stations.
Nav create inactive button. Nav station inactive button.
So on the main screen, you don't really have very much. Let's go to the find button here.
Nav find inactive button.
I'll go in here.
Back inactive button.
When you run this for the first time, you'll ask to use your location data so it can give you local stations. And that's pretty typical of all of the apps. Actually, the very first thing the program will do when you open it for the first time is make you agree to its license agreement.
80s and 90s hits.
Okay, and this remembers where I left off, the last place I was searching.
Now playing BTN button. Search, E, G, Z100, Tulsa, heading. Tulsa's Gen X rate, featured, heading. Radio Manilo, Barry's favorite, my 80s, hits, Club Fusion, your dance music, Eagles Radio, their Spin Cycle, mixed, soft rock, Maroon 5 Radio, Radio Weezer, Rhythmics, move to the music.
Let's see if I can get back to my local stations here.
CBGB Radio, Nav Home Inactive, button. Selected, Nav Find Inactive, button.
Okay, and I'm down to the bottom.
Spin Cycle, Eagles Club, Radio, featured. Tulsa's Gen X Radio 1, Tulsa, search, now playing BTN, button, 80s and 90s hits. Back inactive, button. Now playing BTN, button. Search, E, G, Z100, Seacrest, search field. Tulsa.
I actually want to get back to my locals here, and that may be a problem.
Tulsa's Gen X, featured.
It's featured.
Radio Manilo, Barry's favorite, my 80s, hit, Club Fusion, your Eagles Radio, Spin Cycle, Soft Rock, Maroon 5 Radio, Radio Weezer, We, Rhythmics, Move, CBGB Radio, Nav Home Inactive, button. CBGB Radio, the home of underground, Nav Home Inactive, button. Settings button inactive. Now playing BTN, button. Selected, Nav Home Inactive, button. Nav Find Inactive, button. Back inactive, button. 80s and 90s hits. Now playing BTN, button. Back inactive, button. All she wants to do is dance.
Okay, so that takes me where I last was, which was Eagles Radio.
Don Henley. Their music. Stop inactive, button. Scan inactive, button. Options live inactive, button. Volume, 56%.
Okay, we'll go back.
Back inactive, button. Back inactive, button. 80s and 90s hits, now playing BT. Search, E, G, Tulsa. Search, E, now playing BT. Search, E, G, Z100. Search field, is editing. Cancel, button. Double tap to dismiss. Cancel, button. Search field, is editing. Cancel, button.
Oh, that's interesting.
Space.
Okay, there we go.
Z, shift. A. A, H. J, K, K, R. O, O, N, N. Akron's 98.1 WKDD. Today's
okay,
best music.
So what I did was I typed in my station or my city here in the field, the search field.
640 WHLO, Akron Canton's News and Talk. Akron's 98, cancel, button. Akron's 98.1 WKDD, today's best music.
So we'll go in here.
Autocorrect, back active, button.
And there the station is.
Today's best. Stop inactive. Scan inactive. Options live inactive. Volume, 56%.
Turn the volume down here a little.
46%. 36%. 26%.
Yeah, and that turns the voice of your volume down too. Unfortunately, there.
Today's best music.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Stop inactive. Volume, 20, 30, 40, 56%. Options live inactive, scan inactive, stop inactive, button.
Let's stop it here. We go to the stop button.
Play inactive.
And then it toggles back to play. Stacy from Hawaii was asking, how do you save your favorites? And I did find out how to do that.
Scan inactive, but options live inactive, button.
If you go to this options live, it says inactive. You double click it.
Volume, fifth, AirPlay, button. Buy from iTunes, button.
And I've noticed on sometimes when we click these buttons, I have to go down to the bottom of the screen and come back up. I don't know if it's not refreshing VoiceOver quite right, but I've noticed if it doesn't look like it did anything on a button, if I went down to the bottom and back up.
Save, button. Create custom station, button.
See how we
get
have
or live.
Different options here.
Create custom station. Save button.
But if you choose save, double tap that.
Buy from iTunes. Cancel button. Back in active button. You spin me round. Dead or alive. Today's best music. Play inactive button. Scan inactive button. Options live inactive button.
Okay. Now let's see if it saved it.
AirPlay button.
And I'll have to go back.
Back inactive button. Search field is editing. Akron. Search.
Okay, let's get out of that.
Search field is clear text button. Cancel button. Now playing BTN. Nav station inactive button.
And then we go back out here basically to the home screen. And I'll click the station button here.
Akron's 98.1 WK Eagles Radio. My 80s. Hits from Eagles Radio. Akron's 98.1 WKDD.
And there you see it's at the top of my favorites.
Eagles Radio. Their music. Stories and favorite bands. My 80s. Hits from the 80s. Nav home and active button.
And it's that easy. It also has options there where you can buy the song from iTunes. And it also has a way that you can create your own stations. I haven't messed with any of that yet. But as you can see, just from this short demonstration, it's pretty easy to look for stations by the search field. And you can play and stop, adjust your volume. You can save it to your favorites. And all of those good things without too much trouble. When you try to save for the very first time, it will want you to log into Facebook. And if you do that, then you type in your username and your password, and dialogue will come up. And it's got a couple unlabeled buttons. Here's where it is a little tricky. I found out if I went down to the very last button that was unlabeled, I think that's where I ended up logging in. You may have to play with that dialogue just a little bit, but once you're logged in, it looks like it stays logged in as long as you have Facebook logged in. But like I said, that's the big kind of downfall to this. I don't understand why it wants to do this via Facebook, and I don't know why it wants all your information. I think that's a little crappy, but you'll have to decide whether you want to do that or not. While we're at it, let's just look at a couple of things.
My 80s. Hits from Nav home and active.
Go back to home.
Akron's 98.1 WKDD. Today's best music. Selected. Nav home and active. Button. Selected. Nav. Akron's 98. Last played. Now playing. Last played. Akron. Nav. Nav create. Nav station. Nav station inactive. Button. Selected. Nav home and active.
It does have a few little quirks. Like I said, it's not perfect, and it does get a little quirky.
Selected. Nav home and active button. Selected. Nav home and active. Settings button inactive button.
There it goes. Now it's back on the let's go into settings button and see what it does.
About. Help. Settings. Heading. Reset location.
Okay. I guess if you want a different local location.
Play last station on startup. Switch button. Off.
Okay. You can tell it whether or not you want it to automatically start playing the last station you listen to.
Explicit content. On.
Okay.
Legal. Heading. Terms and conditions. Privacy policy.
And that's about it.
iHeartRadio. Done. Button. Akron's 98.1 WKDD. Today's best music.
About the only thing we haven't looked here so far is the Create a Station.
Nav station inactive. Nav create inactive button. Search field.
Go in here and look at it real quick. Not sure exactly how it works.
Search by artist or song. Selected. Artist tab inactive. Dimmed. Songs tab inactive button. Selected. Artist tab inactive. Dimmed. Button. Selected. Artist tab inactive. Dimmed. Songs tab inactive. Enter any artist or song to create a custom station. Nav home inactive. Button. Nav. Enter songs tab. Selected. Artist. Search by artist or song. Search field. Search field is editing.
Oh, I don't know. I'm typing something simple here.
Space. C. V. B. B. O. O. Z. S. S. Y. T. T. O. O. B. N. N. List play button inactive. Button.
Okay, I'll type in the band Boston.
List play button inactive. Button. List play button. Songs tab inactive. Selected. Artist tab inactive. Cancel BTN. Button. Clear text. Button. Search field. Is editing. Boston.
Okay, see what we do here.
Clear text. Cancel BTN. Selected. Artist tab inactive. Dim. Songs tab inactive. List play button inactive. List play button inactive. List play button inactive. Button.
See what we get here. Active.
Button. I'll make it strong. Boss.
I'll make it strong for you.
Pause inactive. Variety button setting 2. Button. Pause inactive. Button. Play inactive.
Composite. Play it now.
Variety button setting. Skip button. Button. Custom options button. Button.
And you can skip it. There's a skip option here. Kind of like Pandora, I guess, if you don't like it.
Skip button. Button. Skip button. Custom options button. Volume. 56%. Custom options. Skip button. Variety button setting 2. Pause inactive. Button. Play inactive.
All right. And basically that's it. As you can see, the buttons are sometimes labeled a little bit oddly, but you can figure it out. It's not too hard to find things and play them, save them. And I hope this helps everybody out. I know a lot of people said they were having problems using the app and didn't feel it was accessible. And hopefully the little demonstration here that I did will change your mind and maybe make you use iHeartRadio here a little bit. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again real soon.